All right, Hebrews chapter 11 is where we are tonight. This thing's starting to wind down. I hope you realize that. We just have a few more characters to look at. And then we have another area we're going to be moving into. And not in the book of Hebrews, but another area. And I do want to say this, too, for many of you that are involved in Sunday night. We've been preaching on the minor prophets and are dealing with the kings, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. We're getting into the area of the minor prophets. And I'm going to deal with Amos and maybe one other prophet. And then we're going to stop that for a little while and move into another area. I like to break that up just a little bit. And so we'll stop that. Move into this other area for a little bit, and then come back to it probably in the middle of next year. And so you might remember that if you would. And so we'll not move past. We're going to deal with Amos and probably Hosea a little bit, and then we'll break from that, and then do this other. This other preaching that I feel the Lord would have me to do, and then we'll come back to the minor prophets. One of the things that we're going to see as we look at the walk of faith tonight, as we examine Israel and their walk of faith as they determined to follow the Lord. One thing they continued to do. It was just a continuous problem they had. They would tend to forget God. Now, I praise God for Hebrews chapter 11. We're seeing some great faith demonstrated here and some people that had a close walk with the Lord. But I still have to remember they continually forgot God. Right here in the text we're looking at tonight, we're seeing people that were demonstrating some pretty good faith, pretty strong faith. And Moses sort of had to be their backbone here as we look at this. But you'll see in the following verse that it looks like Israel was willing to receive instruction. They believed God. They trusted His promises. And everybody was on board. It's a blessing when everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. When everybody's trying to honor the Lord and serve Him in His rightful place in their life. That's a real blessing. That's the way a church should operate. And it's sad when a church has those that are backsliding or backslidden and some that are on the fringes and some that are not as excited as they used to be. It can happen in church life. It does happen in church life, in their relationships with the Lord. Let's go ahead and read tonight our text, and we'll get right into this. Hebrews chapter 11. And let's notice what the Word of God is saying in verse 29. Let's stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God. The Bible says in verse 28, through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Now, we preached on that last time we met, so we'll not re-enter that. But look at verse 29. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. And they had faith. Now, we're going to look at this because Moses had to be their backbone.
He had to be the one to sort of carry them a little bit, but they still had faith to trust God. And they saw some things, boy, very unusual things. It was probably a blessing to them. Verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. And remember, that truly happened. The walls of Jericho came tumbling down. And we have that to deal with tonight. Okay, let's pray and we'll get into this. Father, we pray now that You'll bless this effort of reading, that You'll teach us the things that You have for us tonight. We sure need Your help. As we learn just a little bit on how to walk a walk of faith, we've got to learn to, first of all, believe in You. And Lord, we do tonight. We believe in You. Then we've got to be willing to follow Your instruction. Lord, I pray that we can learn that. That we can learn to follow You. Follow what You say. And then we've got to trust Your promises. And I pray that we can learn this from Israel tonight. That what happened in their lives could be a blessing to us. Bless now this effort of teaching and preaching. It's in Christ's name we pray and we ask it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 38, a very familiar verse, which is a quote from Habakkuk. And the Word of God says in this verse of Scripture, Hebrews 10, 38, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." And again, that's a quote from Habakkuk 2, 4. Now, what does this teach us? It teaches us that if we are believers, we are God's righteous people. We're the just ones. We're the ones that need to learn to live by faith. We need to learn to live by faith. And what does that mean to us? Well, we've got to learn to trust God in our daily walk. We've got to learn to not only believe in Him, we've got to trust Him. That He, what He says, He will do. And if He says something, as Aaron said Sunday night, you can go to the bank on it. And you can really, it's something that you can hold on to. And we've got to remember that. Now here we see that Israel, they were in a bad way. They just left Egypt. Here they are down against the Red Sea. They look up and the mightiest army in the world is coming down upon them. Do you hear what I say? The mightiest army in the world is coming down on Israel. In fact, turn with me to Exodus chapter 14. I imagine they were intimidated a little bit. You know, I faced a few things in my life. You know, I remember facing a mad possum. Huh? He was mad. I shot up to hit a squirrel, and I decided that I knew there was a squirrel in that nest. I decided to shoot through the nest. I know that's not very fair, but I wanted a squirrel. So I shot through the nest. And guess what was in that squirrel's nest, Brother Ted? A possum. And he come out of there, and he was not happy. And he charged at me. Huh? I had to fix him real good. Huh? I'm just glad I had another bullet in that gun. But here they have the mightiest. All I had charging me was a possum. They have the mightiest army in the world. They have 600 chariots. And they're coming to destroy Israel. That is their intent. And the Egyptians were pursuing them. And verse number 10 of Exodus 14, the Word of God says, "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness?" I mean, what'd you do? Bring us out here to be killed? I mean, what's going on here? I thought this was going to be glory days. And verse 13, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." And folks, that's exactly what happened. And verse 14, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." And what they do, they stepped out, and lo and behold, the water parted. Now, folks, this is something. Now, the Bible says in chapter 9, verse number 19, "And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood between them." And notice this, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of the of Israel, and it was a cloud of darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that they so the one came not near the other. And here they go. They're going across. And great things are happening. And, you know, they went through on dry ground. And notice what it says in verse 21. "And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind." I mean, here's the sea standing straight up, not moving where they are. I mean, this is marvelous, isn't it? And you know, it went back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. They walked over on dry land. And can you imagine? All night long, God kept the water that way to let them go across. You say, why are you showing this to us? They've seen some mighty, marvelous things. We tend to forget those mighty, marvelous things God has showed us. Israel did, and we do too. And you go, well, what are you saying, Brother Ron? I'm saying, Moses told them, hey, just believe God and He'll fight your battle. He'll fight the battle for us. All we need is Him. That's all we need. Now, maybe they learned the lesson. I look at Hebrews chapter 11 and I see verse 30. And, you know, here we have the walls of Jericho. That story's in Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 20. I'm not going to read it all tonight, but that's where the story is. And Joshua's leading the people. He's leading them to go against Israel. And God says, all right, if you'll do what I say, and if you'll go around Jericho, the walls will come down. Now understand, humanly speaking, this was an impossibility. This was a fortress. This was a mighty people behind these walls. There's no way Israel could take this city except God. And here's what happened. They had to do three things. They had to believe God. They had to follow His instruction. And they had to trust His promise. Does that not seem simple, Brother Gerald? It does. You realize that's normally the same things we've got to do in order to be right with Him and to follow Him. We've got to believe Him. We've got to follow His instruction, what He says. And we have to what? Trust His promise. Pretty simple stuff. I mean, that's so simple you could fall off the back of that's like falling off the back of a log. What we got to do? What? Believe Him. Follow His instruction. Trust His promises. That's all we got to do. That's all they had to do. Now, here's what they had to do. This is recorded for you in Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 20. You can read it when you get home. The people were to march around the walls of Jericho once a day for 6 days. That was the instruction. Here was the second bit of instruction. 7 priests were to lead the march with the Ark of the Covenant following and the people following the Ark of the Covenant. That was the second part of the instruction. The third part was the march was to be in total silence. Nobody saying a thing. You go, where's that at, Brother Ron? Well, it's in Joshua 6:10, where Joshua is telling them, everybody be quiet. I mean, no talking. No noise. Okay? I tell you what, for 2 million people, that's a pretty hard deal, especially if they got any Baptists in them. Huh? And there were women. No, I shouldn't. I shouldn't go there. I apologize. I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry, but you. Oh well, I won't get into that. On the seventh day, the people were to march around the city 7 times. After the 7th march, the priests were to blow the 7 trumpets. And the people were to shout as loud as they could. That was the instruction. And God said this, if you'll believe me, if you'll follow these instructions, and you'll trust the promises I'll give you, the walls of Jericho will fall down. Now, it wasn't too much of a battle. You know why? All the military and all the fighting people were on top of the walls. You know why? Something's getting ready to happen. They're doing something different. Now all the fighting people got up on top of the walls and here comes the walls tumbling down. Don't you imagine it sort of wiped out the army that was on top of the walls? I think it probably did. And all they had to do, very simple, believe God, follow His instruction, trust His promises. Huh? That's all they had to do. And God would conquer their enemy. I believe the same thing, that God will do the same thing for us. If we'll believe Him, we'll trust His instruction. I messed up. will follow His instruction and trust His promise. I believe with all of my heart that God will fight our battles. Now, what He requires may seem unreasonable. I mean, David, wouldn't you think those instructions would be unreasonable? Huh? I think they would be. They would be very unreasonable. I mean, the world probably is looking at them. I mean, I imagine all the people that were in Jericho were laughing at them. But remember what Moses said back in Exodus 14? We want God to fight this battle. That's all we got to do. We want God to fight this battle. You know what we tend to do? We tend to forget God. Israel tended to forget God. Now, I want you to look at a couple of promises back in the book of Exodus. I'm sorry, it's not the book of Exodus. It's the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. Look with me at chapter 4. Here's what God said to Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Look with me at one verse, first of all. Deuteronomy chapter 4, look at what it says in verse number 9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Folks, that sounds like we're just pass it down to our children, the great things God has done for us. Why? They tended to forget. They didn't remember those important things. What do? We tend to forget. Aren't you glad we've got a Bible tonight and God wrote a lot of this down for us? Amen? Now here's what happened when they tended to forget. Look at verse 23 of Deuteronomy chapter 4. Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which He made with you, and make you graven image, or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. You know what it sounds like they would do? They would let something move into the place where God was supposed to be. And it could be anything in their life. Their problem was graven images. That may not be your problem. But we tend to let things move into our life to take God's place. We tend to do that. You know why? Here's why. We forget. We forget the marvelous things He's done. See, there's people tonight sitting home, should be in church. You know why they're sitting home? They forgot. They forgot. And all Israel had to do was three simple things. Believe God, follow His instruction, trust His promise. That's all they had to do. That's all they had to do. Turn to Romans chapter 8. Look Look at what the Word of God says, starting with verse 31. A little promise He's given us. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. That's a promise to us. We tend to forget. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. The Word of God says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We've got promises. But we just don't have promises. We believe. And if we'll follow his instruction and trust his promises, we'll see all this unfold. Israel saw it unfold. I don't know about you, but watching all those Egyptians drowned, huh? Don't you imagine there's a little bit of hurrah? Our God's real. Huh? Our God's something. Huh? Remember, God kept them back all night long. Separated all. Walked across on dry ground. I mean, folks, that's quite a deal. Quite a deal. Huh? Hope we realize that. Israel saw it. Israel saw the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. And what'd they do? They tend to forget God, ignoring and leaving Him out of their lives. And folks, we do the same thing. We get so wrapped up in our little worlds and our little problems, we forget the most important thing in our life is God in heaven. See, I believe the devil's the author of busyness. Because he wants to keep you distracted. He'll keep you distracted. And he'll keep your focus on other things. He'll do it to any of us if we let him. Huh? He'll do it to any of us. Did he not try to distract Christ? He did. He'll try to distract any of us. He tried to distract Israel, and what they end up doing? Giving in to it. And they brought idols back into their lives, graven images. Why? Why, Brother Mel? They tended to forget. May we not be forgetters tonight. Might we remember how important God is in our lives. He's a very important ingredient. Might we remember that? What do we got to do? Believe, follow His instruction, trust His promise. That's what we got to do. Father, bless tonight what was said. I pray that it could be used in our lives to honor You. Lord, we just want to we want to be better at serving You. We want people to look at us and say, "There's a genuine Christian that loves the Lord and is putting God first." Might we always want to have You in Your proper place in our lives. Speak to hearts tonight only as You can. And Lord, if there's one here that doesn't know Christ as their Savior, I pray tonight that they would realize Christ could save their soul from their sin. Speak to that heart. Speak to Christians' hearts. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. With heads bowed and eyes closed, as the instrument plays, God's spoken to your heart. You come tonight. You come.